I mean, that thing was sweet. So sweet. And I could see all these guys hitting on her, and none of them were having much success, so I walked over to her. I said, "Ah, baby." She looked at me like, "Oh, God, here's another swinging Richard going to take a shot at me." I said, "Little darling, I know you've been fielding guys' passes all night long. I just want to tell you one thing. If you turn me away, you're going to miss out on some of the best gabba-de-gee a woman ever had. Let me tell you something, darling, I am a professional. I can get..." She said, "Oh, guys are always saying that. Guys are always saying that they know how to do the best gabba. I'm sick." I said, "Oh, yeah? Let me tell you something, little darling. I can tell how old you are just by lapping that thing." She said, "What are you, nuts?" I said, "Okay, okay. You don't believe it. You don't believe it. You'll never find out." I said, "I tell you what, darling. I got a van outside. You come out in that van with me. You let me lap that thing. You let me savor the ambiance of that. I'll tell you exactly how old you are to the day." She said, "That's it. I'm sick of you hotshots always trying to brag about how good you are. Come on. You got a van outside. Let's go." So we paid the bar check. We went out to that van. We went out to that van. I locked the door. She said, all right, come on. I said, "All right." I was on that thing like a big dog, but it worked my neck. I mean, the veins in my, oh, so sweet, dear. Oh, it was magnificent. Finally, she grabbed me by the hair and pulled my head up. She said, "All right, how old am I?" I said, "Baby, I got no idea."
TGIG. Thank God it's Grease. Live Friday night on DC 101.